I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Widespread efforts are underway to accelerate our understanding of cancer and to develop new treatments. To talk about the latest cancer research is Dr. Gustavo Leone. He holds the DeWolf Endowed Chair in Medical Oncology, and he is the director of Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Leone, what are some of the key research milestones that have led us to where we are now regarding cancer treatment?
Well, there are really three milestones, I think, that have led us to where we are now with treatment. The first, obviously, is the discovery that DNA is the genetic material that codes everything that we do and have within our bodies. The second really is the sequencing of the human genome. And the third that is particularly exciting right now is the immune system and the harnessing of that immune system to fight off, in this case, cancer.
What are some of the big things that have happened just in the last year or two regarding some of these three milestones related to cancer treatment?
Well, in terms of the sequence in the human genome, has been done over 12 years ago, but now we've refined it and looked at a human genome and this diversity in different populations and the genome in normal individuals versus in the cancer, and they're quite different. The second real movement forward in the last 2 years, where we are identifying on how to re-energize the immune system so that it can fight cancer.
What important science or research studies are going on at Hollings Cancer Center that you can tell us about?
The one that just came out in The Lancet Oncology is work done by Mark Rubenstein and John Rangel, an oncologist. And together, they have used an approach to add back interleukin-15 agonist that really revamps the immune system so that now individuals with a weak immune system have a revamped immune system that can now fight the cancer. So this is done in combination with other components that impact anti-immunity.
And is this particularly for certain kinds of cancer right now, this research?
This has the potential to actually treat all cancers. The clinical trials that are ongoing right now are for lung cancer.
Dr. Leone, what are some of the biggest remaining challenges when it comes to cancer treatment?
One of the solutions was the identification of genetic mutations through sequencing the human and tumor genomes. At the same time, that causes a problem because they're quite different from individual to individual. So to be able to understand all the genetic mutations in individuals, it's going to take a long time. And those differences are probably going to tell us the differences of why one patient responds to a treatment and the other one doesn't. So that's a big hurdle to overcome. The other is that like genetics, that is different from one individual to the other, individuals have different immune systems. And that also complicates the challenge.
And this is where a lot of the research is currently.
This is a significant part of where the research is indeed. But I think that within 5 or 10 years, this information will really be at our fingertips so that we can treat individuals in a personal, individualized manner.
Dr. Leone, thanks for this update about cancer research and also cancer treatment.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.